Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another of our live in-studio performances in the series we call the Soundcheck Podcast. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer, and if you follow our weekly music roundups at newsounds.org, you may have heard this song before. We premiered the video for it back in the summer of 2017. It's called Lalande by the experimental rock band out of Brooklyn called Dollshot. They play an unusual and often unsettling combination of sounds, feathery vocals over wailing saxes and pounding drums. Their new album, also called Lalande, comes out on January 25th, and the band is here to play some of it for us today, beginning with a piece called Paradise Flat.
Sequence.
That is Dollshot, live in our studio with a piece called Paradise Flat. Dollshot revolves around the husband and wife team of Rosie and Noah Kay on vocals and saxophone, respectively, with Dov Mansky behind the keyboards and Tristan Kastenkraus playing the bass, Mike Pride behind the drum kit. Rosie, Noah, good to have you guys here.
Hi, John.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. I'm heavily drugged after a couple of days in a sick bed, but that was worth getting out of bed for. Rosie, there are so many layers of tension in this music. I mean, between the sound of your voice and the sound of the band, and also between the texture of the voice and often the lyrics, you know, because the sound of the voice suggests one thing, and the lyrics and often the music are suggesting quite another. Where does that tension come from for you guys?
I feel it is tension, but also a point of suspension that's just necessary in the circumstances of being. And musically, it's because I love to be close, but also the energy and chaos of what the music is. I don't want it to be anything but totally free. And so it's finding that uncomfortable comfort.
Yeah. So when you guys started making music together, I mean, had you explored this kind of territory before, or was it the coming together of your respective instruments and sounds that set you on this direction?
We had started collaborating when we met in at New England Conservatory, playing music, and it ended up quickly becoming breaking apart art songs by composers that we liked and seeing how we could deconstruct them. Mm-hmm. And from there, really developing new music that was about this contrast between Noah's saxophone and my singing.
Yeah, I come from a background of free jazz and also rock and classical music. So I was when I heard Rosie's voice the first time, I was like, wow, it's an angel. And I was really interested in the idea of this angelic voice with this sort of corrupting, dark, chaotic music surrounding it.
Yeah. I mean, this would never be mistaken for a shoegaze band, but, you know, bands like My Bloody Valentine, you know, that idea of the ethereal voice surrounded by a din, you know, of chaos, of distorted guitars and stuff. That's a really interesting concept that they did very well, and that you guys are coming at it from a very different angle, it seems. Hmm. Now, the album Lalande, I mentioned in introducing you guys that we debuted the video for the title track. That was a while ago now. It was like July of 2017. The album is just coming out in January of 2019. So this has been a long process for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, we were really excited to do more music videos before the album came out and to work with people sort of to collaborate on video and music together. And so we took some time to work on that and made a couple videos in the meantime.
So there is a cinematic quality to a lot of the music. And the title track, Lalande, has a very cinematic video to it. Do you see Lalande as kind of a concept album? Does something hold all of these songs together?
It ended up, and one of the reasons it did take so long in developing over the past year has taken a more solid form is because it feels like a real world. I mean, Lalande specifically refers to that liminal time of day where it's still night, but it's also morning. And if you're alone somewhere, how alone are you? And things like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that halfway state is a great metaphor for the music this band makes. Not full-on rock, not full-on contemporary classical, but clearly with a foot in many different worlds. In terms of the title, Lalande, does that have a specific resonance?
It came from Clarice Lispector's book, Near to the Wild Heart. And Rosie was reading it and was reading me this passage about Lalande, and we were both so taken with it because it really exemplifies this liminal world where, I mean, it's that thing Rosie was talking about with the boundary between different times of day and also the boundary between the sea and the land and the stars and the water. And so it seemed perfect for music that was sort of like between at the threshold of all these different things.
Right. And you mentioned Rosie before, or I maybe know you mentioned it, that you got your start sort of pulling apart art songs. And, you know, in the classical tradition, art songs are often presented in a cycle. You know, there's a song cycle, which is why I asked the concept album question, because it might be a little too highfalutin to say, do you see this as a song cycle? But now I'm just going to write out and ask it. Is this a song cycle?
I like the idea of cycle.
Yeah.
For sure. Cycle over so many things.
Yeah, there's a certain thematic relationship between all the songs. It wasn't conceived exactly as a song cycle.
Mm.
And I think it's more that, I mean, that liminal thing of these connections, these loose connections between songs. And they're all basically about a girl who's at various thresholds in her world. So.
Mm. Now, in addition to collaborating with each other, you've also collaborated with Hampton Fancher, who most people will know as the screenwriter for the last Blade Runner movie, Blade Runner 2049. What form did that collaboration take?
Hampton was writing the film, I guess it was 2013. And at the time, we'd already been collaborating musically. Noah wrote a piece, Rat Lunch, that set Hampton's text. And so we were meeting frequently and also discussing other projects we could do. And then he was writing this and shared his work with us in such a way that we ended up coming every day as he was building that world. And it really was so inspiring to see how he pulled everything and then changed it into something else.
Hmm.
Like everything from things he'd read and seen and his philosophy, and turned it into that movie that is out now, and it's amazing, yeah.
So while he was writing the film, you were kind of privy to the process and drawing inspiration from that?
Yeah, we'd go to his house every day for, you know, 5 days a week or something for a number of hours, and he would show us the latest pages that he had written and sort of bounce stuff off and try things out and refine things as we gave feedback. And for us, it was like hugely inspirational musically. Hampton ended up contributing lyrics to one of the songs on the record. And
which one?
Circulate Stop, it's called.
Okay, the one with the spoken text.
Yeah. So that's Hampton's writing. And then we're collaborating on an opera now, which also came out of that process. He wrote a libretto, three-act opera, which is also very cool.
About what?
It's a sci-fi, kind of a parallel universe to Blade Runner a little bit. But it's, he was excited to do something more far out. And, you know, it's very philosophical and interesting. And
Yeah,
it's stark and dangerous, kind of.
Yeah.
It's a young woman who's contending with her maker.
Mm-hmm. So he wrote the libretto. You wrote the music?
Yeah, I'm working on the music now.
Uh-huh. And Rosie, will you be?
She's the heroine. Yeah. Clementine, yeah.
Yeah. And it won't be your first role as an opera singer, will it?
No. Although that's only something recent that I was able to do Yun's opera, Angel's Bone.
Right, for which she won the Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah, and it's such a staggering piece. And it was a very immersive and emotional experience. And it was interesting to bring it somewhere else.
Now, did she want you to sing the way you sing with Dollshot, or did she want more of the trained voice when she pulled you into that project?
It's amazing that they saw and thought, oh, you should do that, because it's screaming, free, punk, hard, you know, wild. And it's the opposite in many ways of Dollshot.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm more tempted now to start going that way.
All right. So that'll bring you closer to the band sound, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm going to be louder than Mike.
Dollshot is the band. They're playing live for us here on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Let's hear another song from the forthcoming record, Lalande, which is out on January 25th. You want to do Swan Gone? All right, here's Dollshot.
Soldier.
Wangan is the name of the song from the band Doll Shot playing live for us on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org. And that from the forthcoming record, Lalonde, which, Rosie, this will be the second record, right?
Yes, that's correct.
The first one, though, was a few years ago.
It was 2011.
Yeah. And was mostly this idea of deconstructing art songs, right? So are you now constructing art songs? Are these through composed pieces that, you know, have scores, or is there room for improvisation in them?
Yeah, Noah, you know.
Yeah, a number of them are through composed, and some of them have more room. We sort of played with various models of it. That one, Circulate Stop, has lots of room. Yeah, it depends kind of on the piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes I thought of them as art songs. The thing with doing Schoenberg and Poulenc and Ives before that was we were both so influenced and impressed by their music, and it felt like we had to get over it in that way before doing something new. And so that was kind of the moving departure point.
Yeah.
Were you guys influenced at all by Bowie's last record, Black Star? Because for me, listening to Lalonde, it's not just the presence of the saxophone, but the welter of different musical influences all brought to bear in one record kind of reminded me of that.
Oh, that's very nice of you. We love that record. We weren't influenced by it, but we heard it sort of when we were in the middle of making this record. And yeah, I mean, we're both crazy for that record, so.
Well, now you're also connected to the contemporary classical scene here in New York. I mean, the cellist on the album is Kevin McFarland, who is the K in the Jack Quartet. The record's producer with you, Noah, yeah, is Lawson White from So Percussion, whose music precedes every one of these Soundcheck podcasts. So you were talking about liminal worlds, halfway points before. You're in this kind of liminal area between, you know, the so-called Brooklyn rock world and this contemporary classical scene.
Yeah, I think that's true. And the jazz world as well, and recently more in LA. I mean, we've kind of been sort of experiencing as much as we can and playing with musicians that we like, no matter what scene they're from, and seeing what can happen when various people come together. And both of us listen very widely.
Mm-hmm.
And so this band in particular has been like very freeing for both of us in terms of just being able to try anything we want and not worry so much about what category it fits in.
Right. And in terms of collaboration, the song you'll do next for us is a Franz Schubert tune, but there's another song on the record called She, which is a collaboration with another long dead master who had no way of saying no, and that was Geoffrey Chaucer.
I like that arrangement. It's nice. Sometimes. Yeah, I'd been reading the Decameron. I like to usually just pull a bunch of books off the library shelf and go through them. And so I came across Chaucer and kind of flipped open to this prayer to Diana from The Knight's Tale. And the words were so striking. The yearning to be completely unbound, unyoked, I guess is what they would say. No, not the yokes of these societal
right,
institutions.
Right, the yokes of motherhood and wifedom or whatever. Yeah,
the dumbs. Yeah. So I cut it a bit and I brought it to Noah, and I said, what do you think? And he like immediately saw it as this incantation summoning within a space. Like if you could say that somewhere open and free, and how would that sound?
Yeah, the sort of the drama and the way that it progressed just in the text, the young woman is sort of starts off nervous and becomes more and more sure of herself and confident. And that was really fun to try to illustrate musically.
And it seemed to fit sort of textually and texturally with the rest of the album.
Yeah. It seemed thematically right in there.
Yeah.
This girl kind of is discovering various aspects of herself throughout all the songs.
Right. Now, Schubert wrote hundreds of songs. What made you zero in on Nacht und Träume, Night and Dreams?
This very specific chord progression that captivated both of us. Our friend Nathan Shields, who's a very excellent composer, was giving a talk for three of us. He was talking about Nachtentraume, and we both had played and loved Schubert already. But there's this very particular chord progression of B major to G major in this, that where the song just opens up in the middle, and it kind of becomes a recurring thematic component of the song. It's kind of hallmark Schubert, modal borrowing. He's in major, and all of a sudden there's this beautiful thing from minor that just like is weightless and incredible. So we were both, I was really those chords.
Yeah, it becomes like untethered all of a sudden, and then it's really nice.
And it's the last song on the record as the girl sort of becomes untethered and floats off, so
yeah,
it seemed fitting.
It's a wonderful way to end the record. You want to play it for us? Dollshot is the band. Lalonde is the record. It comes out on January 25th. We're hearing some excerpts from it played by the band live on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. It's a beautiful song. It was almost 200 years ago when it was written by Franz Schubert and still is in this version by Dollshot. Nacht und Träume, Night and Dreams, which wraps up the forthcoming album by Dollshot called Lalonde. It's an appropriate conclusion because the album has a very noirish sound and is full of this kind of dreamlike imagery, as you've been talking about, this liminal halfway state. Now that the record is finally imminent, What happens next? I didn't ask you, what's the name of the opera that you guys are doing with Hampton Fancher?
It's called Salvation.
Salvation. So is that the next big project?
Yeah, it's the next big project for me. That, and then I think we have another idea for a record in the works, so we'll start working on that, too.
So let's see. That'll be another 7 years, so...
Yeah, I'm very slow. I'm a slow listener and a slow... Yeah.
Well, it's not like you haven't been doing other things in the interim, so... But I'm really glad that you guys were able to come in and play for us today. This has been it's been a lot of fun. I love the record and really looking forward to the release. Thanks so much for playing for us today.
Thank you, John.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Hear other Soundcheck podcasts and see other videos online at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.